I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Tuesday, July 12th. This week features several noteworthy objects on display in the evenings, well-placed and well-timed for viewing. In the failing twilight between 9:30 and 10 o'clock, scan the lower portion of the sky from west to south and you'll find, in this order, Jupiter, the bluish-white star Spica, the waxing gibbous moon to its upper left, then the strikingly bright orange Mars, and ending with the pairing of Saturn above and the red star Antares below, both in the south. Among these, Jupiter has a considerable reputation. Jupiter is, after all, the largest of all the planets in our solar system. To give that a little perspective, imagine that 1,300 Earths would fit inside the Jovian planet, as it's known. I think more impressive to me is that all of the other planets and all of their moons all fit inside Jupiter with room to spare. Even then, Jupiter consists of twice as much material as all of these other planets and moons. Perhaps it's obvious, then, why the Babylonians named it Marduk, the Greeks Zeus, and the Romans Jupiter, all supreme gods of their cultures, portraying the supreme planet in the sky. Not only is Jupiter chief among the planets, Wednesday we learn of Jupiter's key role in the understanding of the formation of the solar system on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.